This is Here and Now on a Wednesday, which means it's time to bring in our political strategists. We've got lots to cover today. President Biden and fellow Democrats are calling on one of their own to resign. And the CDC is extending a ban on evictions during the pandemic, apparently in defiance of the Supreme Court. Alice Stewart is our Republican today, and Bill Press is our Democrat. Hello to you both.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter. Great to be with you.
Good to have you. And President Biden said this about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after an investigation found the governor had sexually harassed 11 women.
I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach.
You know, Bill, when the president of the United States says a member of his own party should resign, that's got to carry some clout. How much longer do you think Cuomo will dig in?
Well, I think Cuomo is going to try to trumpet out, if we can use that phrase.
What do you mean?
Meaning deny it and give phony excuses and hope that the clock runs and people will kind of forget about it. I mean, it worked for Donald Trump. He thinks it will work for him. It will not. His days are numbered. I hope it's clear. You know, we knew this report was going to be bad, Peter. This report is devastating. 11 women, well-documented abuses, clearly unacceptable, if not criminal behavior. Of course, that investigation is still ongoing. I think the speaker, the president, every member of the New York delegation, the Democratic Attorney General are all correct. He must resign. And if he doesn't, he will be impeached.
Alice, how are Republicans seeing this moment?
Well, they see it virtually the same as many Democrats are seeing it in terms of that was a damning report from the attorney general. And it outlined extremely egregious behavior, harassment that they described as prolific and egregious. And when you have Democrats, President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, you have New York Democrats, you have members of the legislature in the House and the Senate, and even unions who have supported Governor Cuomo are all calling on him to resign. The writing is on the wall. And look, I think for these charges to come out as horrific as they are and detailed as they are, for him to claim that this is just his behavior and it's generational or cultural perspective, that he is just a touchy-feely kind of guy, that is insulting to the victims. It's insulting to anyone who realizes that not only has he destroyed the work life of many people in the office, he has lost the public trust and he is unfit for office. And he needs to go. If not voluntarily, the New York legislature needs to show him the door.
You know, you're right, Alice. Democrats clearly line. Oh, just real quick, Bill, I'll let you weigh in just a moment. Democrats clearly are lining up against Cuomo. And I'm going to invoke Bill here, who tweeted last night that he said, notice the difference. Democrats take sexual allegations seriously. Republicans ignore them. And Alice, I know this is a tough question, but I just wonder if he doesn't have a point. You know, Donald Trump didn't seem to have paid any political price in his party, even though he was accused of very serious sexual assault and rape. And I also didn't hear many Republicans call out Congressman Matt Gaetz this year when he was accused of having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old.
Yeah, Peter, I'll say it now. I've said many times the former president's personal behavior with women is disgusting, it's egregious, and is completely unacceptable. And I have always said that and have never defended that. Any kind of sexual harassment of this nature should not be tolerated. There is difference here in that this is in the workplace. This is there was a pattern of egregious behavior in the governor's office that also needs to be addressed. And that is one of the bigger issues here is that this is in the workplace and it impacted the day-to-day work of the governor's office. And this is in addition to the other charges that are being investigated with regard to COVID and nursing home deaths, which is a completely different story. But I see while there are serious concerns about treatment of women, I see this also as much different than what we had with the former president.
Bill, I used your words, so I'm going to let you use your own now.
Well, Peter, if I may, look, Donald Trump was accused of serious sexual assault and rape, more serious than Governor Cuomo's even been charged with, and for twice as many women. I know Alice is not saying this, so I'm not attacking what she said, but there is no difference between Governor Cuomo and Donald Trump, except that Donald Trump did worse and he got totally free. The party made him their leader. They elected him president. They fawned all over him for 4 years, and now they still want him to run for president again. I would just say the difference is Democrats believe women and take sexual assault seriously. Unfortunately, the Republican Party, given Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump, does not.
Look, we could keep going.
Let me just say that's
very briefly, please. It's controversial.
Just quickly, I disagree with the fact Republicans don't take it seriously. But as I said, there's a big difference in egregious behavior in office and egregious behavior that happened prior to elected service.
Okay. Another big topic in the past week was, first of all, the expiration of the eviction moratorium on Saturday, and then President Biden's decision yesterday to extend that ban into early October. Bill, progressives in your party, they were outraged that the president had initially left it up to Congress to extend the eviction with the eviction ban with no time. Do you think that their anger was justified?
No. First of all, I think President Biden did the right thing. And above all, Cori Bush did the right thing. I mean, salute to her. She turned the world upside down single-handedly by having the courage and the wisdom to camp out on the steps of the Capitol to say we should be doing our job. Peter, the president for a long time had been telling Congress, hey, this eviction thing is going to run out. You better act. They didn't. I think it's shocking that they left Washington on Saturday without even dealing with this issue. And so the president said, okay, you didn't do it. I've been told I don't have the authority to do it, but damn it, I'm going to do it anyway. So good for him, but I think Congress should have acted. It's a public health crisis, not just a personal financial crisis.
Alice, what do you think? Should Republicans support an extension of the moratorium in Congress?
No, they shouldn't, because the eviction moratorium doesn't have the legal basis or the economic justification to continue. Look, Congress has already appropriated $47 billion of rental assistance to address this problem, and that money needs to get to where it's going, and it is not. So if Democrats were so concerned about these evictions, they would have put a lot more attention on getting the money that has already been approved into the pockets and coffers of those that need it, and we could have avoided this problem a long time ago.
Why do you
Peter,
say no legal basis?
Peter,
even the Supreme Court, just real quick, the Supreme Court said that Congress could do this, and that would be the way to do it.
Exactly. That's the point. Alice said it doesn't have the legal authority. That's Congress's job, to pass a law and making it a legal program. They should have done that. They ran away from Washington without doing it. Shame on them. But this is, again, as the CDC said, it's a public health crisis, not just the fact that these people are going to be in their families out on the streets. This is the right thing to do, and I would hope it would have bipartisan support to extend it for the right reasons.
There were two special elections in Ohio yesterday that I do want to note with both of you. First of all, in the 15th district, Mike Carey is projected to be the Republican primary winner. He was endorsed by Donald Trump. How much sway did the former president have here in this race, Alice?
I think a tremendous amount. Look, Ohio's 15th district, very Republican, very red district, and Donald Trump is popular there. So it certainly made a candidate even stronger. So, a lot of people say that Trump's endorsements may have seen their time, but you have to look at these as a district-by-district basis. And in that district, he certainly did help carry in that race.
Yeah, to your point, last week, a Trump-endorsed candidate lost a special election in Texas. Bill, over in the 11th district in Ohio, a moderate Democrat, Chantel Brown, she won in a crowded field that included Nina Turner, who was co-chair of Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential run. Was that another blow for progressives? Just a few weeks ago, they lost to a moderate in New York City's mayoral election.
I find this somewhat amusing. First of all, it's a win for Democrats. It's going to be a new Democratic member of Congress from a very blue district, so that's not surprising. But, I defy anybody to state a policy difference between Nina Turner and Chantel Brown. Chantel Brown is no a conservative Democrat. They called her a moderate Democrat. There was no difference in policies. The difference was one of tone. And people felt the Congressional Black Caucus, Congressman James Clyburn, the most respected member probably of Congress, period, of either party, both felt that Chantel Brown could do a better job getting people together and getting things done in Congress. And so she won on that basis.
Well, Bill, it may be you may not be impressed by the distinction here, but if Donald Trump-backed candidates start winning every one of their elections, you'd be noticing that for sure, right? I mean, these matter; these tea leaves matter at this point.
I agree with Alice that coattails matter from district to district in different ways. Sometimes they count, and sometimes they don't. It certainly worked for Mike Carey in Ohio 15. You know, President Biden did not endorse in this Ohio 11. Bernie Sanders supported Nina Turner, by the way, whom I worked with in 2016 in support of Bernie Sanders. She's a very good person. Yeah. And James Clyburn supported Chantel Brown, and the CBC did too, and she's the winner.
Let's leave it there. Bill Press, a Democrat. Alice Stewart, a Republican. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay, thanks, Peter.